Polish music is coming up now, the Polish Kolenda. So, naturally, the reason we include that is because there are so many people in the Chicago area with Polish background. So gather ye around. You remember that special purchase of Codel carpet that Citywide Carpet made just a little over a week or so ago? I told you about their buying up 7 rolls of Slight Mill Imperfects and then bringing it to you at a bargain price of $4.75 a square yard. Now, this is carpeting that you and I both know, if you study carpeting, sells everywhere for around $11.95 a square yard, if perfect. We're almost out of it. They told me there are just a few hundred yards left, and I have no way of knowing whether some was bought this afternoon or not. I suppose there have been some people over there. 6101 North Broadway. If this last week is any indication, it should just about be gone. This is Codel carpeting with Slight Mill Imperfections in color only. You better drop in 6101 North Broadway. They're open today, Sunday, until 5, all day tomorrow, Monday, 9 until 9. Or if you prefer, you can still call and shop at home. Citywide Carpet at 338-8080. Shop at home and get in on the same bargain prices. Citywide Carpet honors all Midwest Bank cards. And if you want some good buys in carpeting, go and see them. I agree with you. A good cup of coffee this time of the afternoon is definitely in order. And if you're doing some Christmas entertaining, one of the things you will be serving is the good cup of coffee. After all, you sit there after a dinner party and the candles are burning down now and everybody's tummies are comfortably full. Yes, I think I will have another cup of coffee and maybe another after that and another. Or you're getting up early in the morning to go skiing. You need a good cup of coffee. McLaughlin Manor House Coffee joins me in sending a Merry Christmas wish all across the Midwest. They've been in this area a lot longer than you and I, 115 years. This is coffee blended for the Midwestern taste. So if you are thinking of that good cup of coffee, think of that good green can, McLaughlin Manor House Coffee.
McLaughlin's Manor House Coffee in the green can.
And now the Schola Cantorum of St. Cyril and Methodius Seminary of Orchard Lake, Michigan, in a Christmas program of Polish songs.
The kolenda is a churchly expression of the religious meaning of the Nativity. Just before midnight mass, the dimly lit church echoes with the dramatic notes of the Pasterka kolenda sung now by the Schola Cantorum. Wśród nocnej ciszy, in the stillness of the night. The 1,000-year history of Poland has contributed many musical forms to the liturgy of Christmas. This is a serenade to the mother of the Christ child, Śliczna Panienka, lovely maiden.
Śliczna Panienka, Jezus.
the kolenda is a religious and dignified expression of a Polish Christmas scene. The pastorałki are short, rollicking reflections of seasonal joy. A favorite of children at home and carolers making the rounds through the countryside is this mazurka medley describing the excited shepherds on their way to the manger. A faster pace is set by the Krakowiak tempo, known to most as the polka form. The Yuletide spirit and the impulse to dance is expressed in song as the Schola Cantorum interprets three lively pastorałki in the Krakowiak tempo.
Widzieliśmy bracia, pastuszkowie w Betlejem, widzieliśmy dziecię, pejną na tym metrykiem. Jezusa z Marią, śliczna jak lilią. Hej, kolęda, kolęda, hej, kolęda, kolęda. Hej, kolęda, kolęda, hej, kolęda, kolęda. Gdy Panna Maria Jezusa porodziła, zaraz go po wici też głowie położyła. Służy mu za zwołem, osiołek ze zwołem. Hej, kolęda, kolęda, hej, kolęda, kolęda. Hej, kolęda, kolęda, hej, kolęda, kolęda. Cieszy mi się i płonie wiosy, wnoś mi razem miłe głosy. Bo wesoła dziś nowina, czysta Pana rodzi syna. Bicie pod chwytą, witajcie, a nie czysta przywitajcie, no, a na rozwodę. співаю, квітче пакує, кроки крайче, а новонародонего. Квітче пакує, кроки крайче, а новонародонего. І краче чистіше, чистіше, та чинче, і зліє спиране, чи зліє спиране. Покажа, покажа, ще нам діє, ясно, що ще горше діє, ясно, що ще горше діє. І ми не спачимі, а не черновімі, а чом стратегіві.
On this, the vigil of the millennium of Christianity in Poland, the Schola Cantorum of St. Cyril and Methodius Seminary at Orchard Lake, Michigan, has presented the 28th consecutive program of Christmas in Polish Song.
And we do thank them very much for joining us. And I must in all honesty tell you that this is last year's program, that we were unable to get the program from them this year. And so, because I didn't want to disappoint any of our Polish friends, this was our way of being able to at least come up with some of the music from this beautiful and dramatic country. The Schola Cantorum of St. Cyril and Methodius Seminary in Orchard Lake, Michigan. Well, we shall move to England now, if you'll give me just a moment first.
Join Andy Williams for the holidays and celebrate with the Andy Williams Christmas Album, a wonderful new collection of your favorites. And remember Andy's hit record, Love Andy. For those Williams fans on your gift list, it's filled with unforgettable songs. Take My Eyes Off You, Holly, What Now My Love, and more. All with the vocal signature, Love Andy. So have an Andy Williams Christmas and give the gift of music. The Andy Williams Christmas Album and Love Andy on Columbia Records, wherever records are sold.
Have you been able to get up to the Abbey yet this year? Will you be able to get up to the Abbey maybe next week or the week after that or the week after that? I think they're just about sold out for New Year's Eve for that particular weekend, but certainly there are many dull, drab city weekends left in January and February and March and April. I said city weekends because when the snow gets dirty in the city, it's not very pleasant. But if you're out in the country, it's beautiful to walk in where your footsteps are in virgin snow, and it's so pretty. Wisconsin is a lovely state in the summer or in the winter. The Abbey on Fontana... At Fontana, right there at the edge of Lake Geneva. I can't think of a prettier place. The A-frame construction is just right for the winter season. And as you look from the Tour de Bois out the glass expanse out across the lake, oh, ho, ho. And if you don't really have much love for snow, the cold on your cheeks or on your chin, just go on in the swimming pool and stay there. It's nice and warm. I'll give you a Chicago-type number that you can call. It's a local call, but they will answer you right at the Abbey. Make a reservation. State 23236. The food is great. The lodgings are great. They're just fine innkeepers at the Abbey. State 23236. Now, the music of England. Remember, a little while ago, we were talking about the early days in Wales and Ireland and Scotland and England, talking about the Druids, talking about the old pagan traditions. Well, most of the music that we can find, except for that, deals with the Middle Ages. This is a period somewhere between 1100 and 1500. This was an age of vivid pageantry as well as piety. Christmas was celebrated with magnificent rituals of knightly combat, with fantastic pantomimes and processions, with organized horseplay and boisterous ringing song fests. And I believe we have chosen one of the loveliest English voices I have ever heard to open this part of our program. A combination of traditional English tunes served as musical fare for the troops of carolers, who, carrying bowls of spiced ale, traveled from house to house, toasting the master within. The word wassail derives from the old English wes hall, meaning good luck.
Are you all within? Pray open the door. walk through the mire. Oh, where is the maid with the silver hairpin to open the door and let us come in? Oh, master and missus, it is our desire, a good loaf and cheese and a toast by the fire. There was an old man and he had an old cow, and how for to keep her he didn't know how. He built up a barn for to keep his cow warm, and a drop of good cider will do us no harm. The good dog of Langport, he burnt his long tail, and this is the night we go singing wassail. Old master and missus, now we must be gone. Bless all in this house till we come again. Bless all in this house till we come again.
Next is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It was written in 1739 by Charles Wesley, the brother of the founder of the Methodist Church. The music was written in 1840 by Felix Mendelssohn. 15 years later, the words and the music, joined by Dr. W. H. Cummings, organist of Waltham Abbey, England, and then presented for the first time on Christmas Day. When you begin to get into this area, it's not too hard to do research and find out who wrote it and when, but earlier, it's extremely complicated.
Hark the herald angels sing.
This is WBBM Radio Chicago. This is the music of Christmas as it comes to us from jolly old England, and we shall continue in just a moment.
When I step into my Sardo bath, something wonderful begins to happen. First, Sardo starts to soothe, smooth away dry, flaky skin. Then, as I step out of my bath, Sardo clings to my skin, creating an invisible cloak that protects me for hours. My Sardo cloak locks precious moisture in. My Sardo cloak stays with me all day, indoors and outdoors, and I can create it, even if I shower, with Sardoettes. While my skin is still wet, I simply smooth on a Sardoette on my legs, my arms, over all of me. Then I've created my Sardo cloak. Sardo, Sardoettes, the invisible cloak of beauty that protects me against dry skin.
It's John's, it's John's.
John's original pizza is right.
It's John's, it's John's.
Tangy and tasty, serve pizza tonight.
John's is original, so individual, John's.
Yes, John's Original Pizza is great this time of year when more people are dropping in and when you may be up quite late at night. Family meals, parties, snacks. You'll love John's exciting flavor, the tangy aged cheese, the choice Italian sausage, the secret recipe sauce, and the thin real pizza crust. John's is easy to prepare, too. Just take it out of your freezer and pop it in the oven, heat it, and serve. It's ready in minutes. It's always delicious. Look for John's Original in the frozen food cabinet in your favorite grocery store. This next song goes back to about the 12th century, so this is very early Middle Ages.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable room, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried her safely to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown.
I said the dove from the rafters high. I cooed him to sleep and he would not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my babe and I.
I sent the dove from the rafters high.
Whenever I think of William Shakespeare, I think of his period, and I think of one song that definitely relates to Christmas, Greensleeves. It's had many different sets of lyrics written to it, but it began, we think, as a Christmas song called What Child Is This?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Man.
Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading.
Oh, nail's spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne and new. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of Kings, salvation. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
One of the oldest of English carols, traditional in both words and music, and one of the most popular, is I Saw Three Ships. traceable for better than 500 years back, it pictures the sailing of three ships bearing Mary and the Christ child to Bethlehem on Christmas Day. It's rather fitting that England, the land of ships and seagoing men, should think of Christmas in the picturing of ships and the sea, don't you think? There's often a very folkish feeling to the songs of Christmas. This one, for example, I always liked it. It's called Bye Bye, Thou Tiny Little Child.
Bye-bye, little child. Bye-bye, little child.
England has produced so much very, very fine Christmas music, and we couldn't ignore this one or we wouldn't be doing justice to the Christmas season, would we? Yes, we sing it every year, and it comes from England.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
nine pipers piping,
eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten ladies dancing, nine pipers piping, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying,
four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 horns a-leaping,
10 ladies dancing,
9 pipers piping,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 fiddlers fiddling,
11 lords a-leaping,
10 ladies dancing,
9 pipers piping,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
It's certainly interesting to note how the old pagan rites did come up through history, up through the Middle Ages. And when you study King Arthur, you can read certain things that King Arthur did, and he was supposed to have really spent his Christmases in boisterous feasting and drinking, a period of great merriment. You can find certain crusades that started or ended at the Christmas season. And there is another song that we would touch on right now. It's the Boar's Head Feast. It was an ancient pagan rite, remember, that came from one of the times in antiquity when the Danes or the Norwegians invaded England. Almost everybody invaded the British Isles at some time in history. Well, this is a 16th century carol still sung in a yearly Boar's Head Festival at Oxford University, England. It captures some of the flavor of the rude times when the Anglo-Saxon kings reigned.
Thank you.
merry, and I pray you my masters be merry, for festis in convivio.
Corpus prete ferro, cravings valis domingo.
The boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all this land. While thus bedecked with a gay garland, let us servire cantico.
Corpus prete ferro, cravings valis domingo.
Our steward hath provided this in honor of the king of bliss, which on this day to be served is in regitensi atrio.
Corpora priter ferro, credens valis domino.
In 1591, we have our first reference of the union movement into the area of Christmas music. The Coventry Guild of Shearmen and Tailors performed their annual Corpus Christi pageant. One of the songs they sang was this, the Coventry Carol. Soft and gentle lullaby, feel the great massive sweep, and that's where we will end the English section of our program from Handel's Messiah, composed in 1741 by George Frederick Handel, a German who made England his second home. Messiah was first performed in Dublin in April of the following year, shortly thereafter in London. According to legend, King George II was so moved by the fervor of the Hallelujah Chorus at its first performance, he rose to his feet, thus forcing the rest of the audience to rise, a custom that has carried down to this day.
Oh,
And that is the full sweep of the Hallelujah Chorus. Music is beautiful, is it not? Strange things happen in time and in history. Of course, when the Puritans came into power, when Cromwell came in, singing was a sin, Christmas was not observed very much, and there was a long period which not much happened in the area of music. People came to this country, and in the next hour, we will pick up the music of Christmas in America, which for us began around, 1850. But in the 115 years since then, we've done very well for ourselves. And we'll feel the Negro influence in American music at Christmas. It's beautiful. I hope you can stay with us all the way through the rest of this afternoon. Honey Bear Farm, may I mention it once again? Honey Bear Farm in southern Wisconsin, easy to get to, and I'm going to keep telling you about it all winter long, because it is a beautiful way to get out of the city, to go up for dinner, to just thoroughly enjoy yourself. This is the last week coming up now for the Breakfast with Santa Claus offer, which is just such fun. You mothers and fathers with youngsters, little ones who want to visit Santa Claus out of the fury of the modern world should go up to Honey Bear Farm Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 10 in the morning. 10 in the morning, Santa Claus will have breakfast with your little ones. It's only 75 cents. You make a reservation by calling 686-6160. This is a local number, but it rings right there at Honey Bear Farm, and that's where you make your reservation. And to get there, you drive right up the Tri-State Tollway to Wisconsin, across 50 to the west, pick up the Honey Bear signs, and come right on in. And I hope you get up there between now and Christmas. This is WBBM Radio Chicago. The season to be jolly is the season to be generous. Christmas seals give you a chance to be both. Be generous when you use Christmas seals to add bright, jolly touches to holiday mail and decorations. Be generous, too, when you answer your Christmas seal appeal. And I hope that that Christmas tree that you're decorating is just great. The Christmas cards that you've been working on this afternoon, the Christmas cookies you've been baking. The music of Christmas is a beautiful time, is it not?
This is CBS News in Washington, George Herman reporting. The worst autumn storm in decades has spread new snow and death through the Rocky Mountain and plains.